Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we do invite you to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Stan Miller. He is a principal at Wilson and Miller Law Firm and is passionate about the power of estate planning and the positive difference it makes in the lives of families. He is also the author of the number one international best-selling book, Your American Legacy: Powerful Strategies That Instill Lasting Values for Generations. Mr. Miller, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, great to be here. It really is.
And of course, we all are looking forward to hearing from you and learning a little bit from you here today on wealth building. So to kick things off overall, if you would, tell us the three core principles of wealth building to get things rolling today.
Yeah, so I did talk about that in the book. I mean, the real focus of my book is really about how to use and pass on wealth in ways that makes an impact and leaves a better next generation or better many generations to come. But I thought I can't talk about all that if I don't talk a little bit about how do you build wealth, right? So, and I'm not a financial advisor. I'm an estate planning attorney, but I have been around a lot of clients and watched what they do. And the three core principles that I identified really just come from what I learned just in interacting with clients that are successful. And rule number one is don't lose what you have. You know, and so there's a lot that goes into that. You know, part of it's just making sure you've got, you know, like the right kind of insurance so that, you know, if the building burns down, you know, you don't lose that. But you know, it goes beyond that. I mean, there are things like, you know, manage your money so that you diversify, you know, so that you don't get sucked under in a downturn like the one we just had, you know, chicken out and sell out at the bottom and then have to, you know, dig back out of the hole the hard way. You know, we talk a little bit about, you know, when you get older, long-term care is probably the biggest risk for average American folks. It just costs so much money to be in a nursing home that, you know, we see, you know, a lot of people have their life savings wiped out from that. And so, don't lose what you have, figure out strategies, get in front of it, figure out strategies to protect what you have so you don't lose it. And then systematically save and invest. I make it what I think is a very compelling case that you need to have a professional investment advisor. I'm not one. So I'm just saying, just looking at this as a, you know, as an observer, you know, I think people that have professional advisors do better. They're, you know, in the book, I cite to a Vanguard study that says that if you, on average, people that have professional advisors do about 300 basis points better year over year on average than the people that manage their own portfolio. And then, you know, the third point is just, don't go in debt, or at least, you know, avoid consumer debt. I mean, you know, certain kinds of debt make a lot of sense, you know, like buying real estate, for example. But consumer debt will kill you, it'll crush you. And so avoid that. So, you know, those are, I mean, it's pretty simple stuff, right? I mean, not rocket science.
Yeah, and the simplicity of it all makes it more attractive. How do you create a solid financial plan?
Well, like I said, I'm not a financial advisor, so that is actually not something I have specific expertise or training in. But I think the key to it is to ask around and find somebody that you really trust and engage them to help you do it. You know, what I've observed is that the people who manage their own money and do well doing it are usually obsessed with that, and that's the hobby or the sport they took up instead of golf or tennis or whatever, you know. So, I mean, unless you're prepared to have managing your portfolio become your personal obsession, I think you need to hire it out. You know, find somebody, get recommendations, find somebody you trust, you know, find out about their track record, but sit down with them and listen to them and follow their advice and do it systematically. You know, and diversify so you don't get caught, you know, with a dog that takes you under.
Yeah, for sure on that. Good point. Tell us also, what is the parallel inheritance concept? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you asked that, because that's a term I'm trying to, I've coined, and I'm hoping if I'm successful enough at this, I'll have other people using that term in conversations. But the idea is that most of us think about the idea of leaving a financial legacy to our family members whenever we're gone, right? I mean, we want to die and leave our kids something, and ideally we'd like to maybe leave our grandkids something, and so we want, I think there's something kind of built into the human DNA that says, I want to be able to leave something behind. I don't want to die broke and leave nothing. I want to leave something, right? But what we found is that there are a lot of people that work really hard at building a financial statement and building a financial legacy, and then when they leave that financial legacy to younger generation family members, sometimes it does more harm than good. Sometimes it robs people of their work ethic. It's like, now I've inherited this money, I can quit my day job, I can play. A lot of times it attracts exactly the wrong kind of friends. A lot of times people develop drug and alcohol addictions because now they have the money, they can afford to do it, and they don't have the day-to-day work responsibilities. And so nobody that I know as a parent or a grandparent wants to do that. What you really want to do is you want to leave good kids and you want to leave good grandkids, people that have values, people that raise good families themselves, that participate in the community, do good things in the world, make a difference, have an impact. And so the concept of a parallel inheritance is this idea that if we think about it and plan for it, get in front of it, we can actually do both of those things. We can build a financial legacy and leave that, but leave it in a way that ensures that financial legacy actually empowers the lives of the people we leave it to, so that they do use that inheritance wisely and maturely. And if we don't think they're there yet, we wrap it in the tools that protect it so that it's not wasted and dissipated, so that by the time they are mature, it's still there, right? And so the idea is that you can leave a financial legacy and you can leave a legacy of values. And sometimes I call that a legacy of virtue, but you can leave both of those things. And that's what I really think the planning process is about how do we do both of those things? I mean, if you thought you're going to leave a financial legacy to your kids and you're going to destroy them in the process, you wouldn't do that. And so when you talk to particularly really wealthy people and you talk to their financial advisors, those are the questions that are coming up. That is the fear people have. Will I destroy my children and grandchildren with the wealth I've created? And they don't want to do that.
Certainly a lot to think about and some solid points made here so far today. We're speaking with Mr. Stan Miller, the principal at Wilson & Miller Law Firm, who is passionate about the power of estate planning and the positive difference it makes in the lives of families. He's also the author of the number one international best-selling book, Your American Legacy, Powerful Strategies That Instill Lasting Values for Generations. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Miller, how can one protect their financial legacy for generations?
That's really one of the it's really one of the cool things we talk about. There are so many amazing tools available to do that. And it's just astonishing to me when I sit down with clients who've actually done really well for themselves financially. They don't really know what powerful tools are available. And so, the thing we always think of first, and I still think is probably, the most universally effective power tool that we have out there is a trust. Old concept, been around for hundreds of years, but you can create a trust that does almost anything you want. We create trust so that when our client dies and leaves an inheritance to their children or even to their spouse. Because one of the issues is protecting your spouse from the next spouse, right? Because, people get married after they lose a spouse, and that doesn't always work out. So we encourage people to leave property in trust for the surviving spouse and for the children. And when we do that, that trust can be designed so that whatever financial assets we left in that trust are totally protected, bulletproof from a divorce, if a divorce happens, and bulletproof from a judgment creditor, if that person goes out and, you know, and gets into an accident or does something and gets sued, or if they have a business failure and go bankrupt, the assets we leave them in this trust are completely protected so that they can never be taken away from them by any of those people out there. And then we can also design it so that it's protected from the estate tax for many, many generations. And depending on what state we set it up in, you can protect it forever, you know, so that at every generational level, these assets can pass on and on down and, you know, from one generation to the next. And there's no estate tax on that. So there's no estate tax hit. So we can protect it from immaturity. You know, we can bring in an outside trustee or co-trustee to help manage the assets. You know, we can protect it from all those things, and we can protect it so that we don't destroy a work ethic. It's real common for us to design trusts so that if we have a beneficiary that's grown up and healthy, we do this all the time. We have provisions in a trust that say that this beneficiary, barring some serious health need, doesn't get any money out of this trust unless they go get a day job, produce a W-2 in front of the trustee, and then we match them, you know, on some basis, dollar for dollar or whatever, out of the trust. But they got to go get a day job, and they got to work first. And if they don't do that, they don't get any money out of the trust. So for clients that are worried about that, we got solutions for it. Trusts are really the Swiss Army knife of the protection that we're talking about.
Now, getting down to reality here, tell us, how can one make their funeral a teaching moment?
Yeah, you know, so you know, baby boomers are actually dying in a much more creatively than our ancestors. Funerals are far less traditional than they used to be. It's really interesting. You see it now with this pandemic going on, because there are a lot of people that are not even having a funeral. They're just postponing it until, I don't know, whenever, August, and they're going to have a celebration of life ceremony. But the idea of making your funeral a teaching moment is, and when I say funeral, I really am actually talking about not just the funeral, but, you know, the whole events leading up to dying. Like if you know you're going to die, you know, the whole planning your healthcare decisions so that you're not left plugged in for a long period of time when you don't want to be, having a conversation with the family about what matters to you, making sure that they do pull the plug on you and make sure that they're clear that that's what you want done. You know, all that. But if you think about a funeral, you know, there's a couple hours there where they're all thinking about you, right? I mean, they're showing up and this is all about you, this funeral. I mean, it's a moment when the focus is entirely on you and your life, remembering you, remembering their time with you. And if you think about it ahead of time, and we encourage clients to do this, is to think about what the message is that you want shared at that. And that message, you know, may be about, you know, wisdom and life lessons. You know, I live down south where, you know, there's a lot of evangelical Christians, and it's very common at an evangelical funeral to hear the speaker, the pastor who's doing the service, make a point about how important it is to have a relationship with God, you know. And in that moment at a funeral, you have people that may not be in church. You know, that may have been the first time they've been in church in years, and so they're hearing this message. And so if you plan ahead for that, you can help orchestrate the message that you want shared. A lot of people remember just not too long ago John McCain died, and you know, he had a political agenda that he, I thought, very effectively executed. He may not, I mean, whether you agree with the politics or not, I think people have to agree that he did use his funeral as a platform for articulating his particular point of view on the politics of the moment. So that's an example of what I'm talking about. And I think that's an opportunity that a lot of people let pass, and that they let family members figure out what it is that gets said. I just wrote an obituary for an uncle of mine the other day, and you know, I had to kind of imagine what it was he would want us to say about him, but he could have had more to say about that than he did. So it's an opportunity, it's a moment, and I think it's you know, you'll have the kids there, the grandkids there, and you need to have them hear what you want to have said. At least for that hour, they're going to hear it.
Certainly appreciate your perspective there. And of course, the reality is everyone's time is coming, so best to be prepared in those regards. Before you go, and in conclusion, love to tap into your resource and your knowledge and expertise just a little further. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we wrap things up here today?
I think the process of estate planning has been too focused on legal documents, the process of financial planning, too focused on return on investment. All of those things are really important, and I don't want to diminish them, but I just feel like it's really important for attorneys that do this work, financial advisors that do this work, to open the aperture and recognize that clients are human beings too, and that passing on values, passing on a family that has values really matters. And I believe that we can play a role in that. Attorneys can do that who do planning. Financial advisors can do that. When people sit down with us to have these conversations, they are open to those, you know, they are open to hearing the ideas that we bring to the table, and we can make a difference. We can make an impact.
Mr. Miller, certainly appreciate your time and taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and for what you do in the space and for the information shared here today. And of course, your book is Your American Legacy. Where can listeners pick up the book, or to get more information or to be in touch? Where's the best place online to do so?
Well, the book's on Amazon, and it's available in paperback. It's available in audio on iTunes and Audible and Amazon. A lot of my friends who don't like to read books, you know, got the audio book. More, if you wanted more information about my law firm, it's Wilson Miller Law, wilsonmillerlaw.com. And you can go there and learn all about what we do and how we do it.
Easy enough. Again, Mr. Miller, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Eric, terrific. Great to be with you.
And certainly was our pleasure. Let's do it again. We've been speaking with Mr. Stan Miller, the principal at Wilson & Miller Law Firm, who is passionate about the power of estate planning and the positive difference it makes in the lives of families. He's also the author of the number one international best-selling book, Your American Legacy, Powerful Strategies That Instill Lasting Values for Generations. And for further details online, visit wilsonmillerlaw.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.